Blog Talk Radio.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com. How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Welcome to Barefooters Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myths of going barefoot, your hosts, Kikila, Nick Pierce, Kaliki, Barefoot Sam, and Nicola.
Welcome to the Barefooters Legal Radio Show, and I'm your Barefoot host, flying solo this Thanksgiving weekend, Nick Pierce. For those that may not know, I am a full-time barefooter of 15-plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 12 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group. I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advise their careers. I'm also a victim's legal advocate, standing up for the human rights that we as barefooters have, and I'm also the executive producer of an up-and-coming barefoot documentary slated for major network release at some point next year. Well, with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes, if you are wearing them or have any, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. I also want to say, on behalf of the other hosts here at the Barefoot is Legal radio show, and I hope everyone had a happy and safe Barefoot Thanksgiving. This broadcast is pre-recorded, so I just want to let you know. So if you are trying to call in to be a part of the show, our phone lines are not open today. But we did not want to leave you alone this holiday weekend, and thanks for joining me. But just because you can't call does not mean that you cannot be heard, though. Check out our Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal. Go to Facebook, Barefoot is Legal is our page. You can interact with our members of the Barefoot community throughout the broadcast and after. Just join our group if you have not joined already. Again, on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. We also have a website, barefootislegal.org. Now, keep in mind, this is not a fetish community. No. We are not here to, as a forum for you to gaze and gawk at pictures of feet. We are here to educate and empower you, so this is not the place to get your rocks off, by any means. But this is the time of year, over the next month, where few or most of us may be doing some traveling and a lot of shopping. We are here to empower you to stand up for your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. Bare feet are legal, and it is your right to be able to go out in public barefoot and not be hassled about your lifestyle choice. Now, many of you may have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, others for health and medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, regulations, and or dangers about being barefoot in public. For those of you that are seasoned barefooters and have been to stores, restaurants, gyms, libraries, and other establishments barefoot, you may have had a misinformed or overzealous employee say something to you. And most of you may have educated them and stood up for your rights. But I know that there are folks out there that may not know about the rights that they have, or some of you that may not like confrontation. In our time together today, I am going to share the laws that protect your rights so you feel confident and empowered when you are out and about traveling and shopping this holiday season and any time of the year, throughout the rest of your lifetime, hopefully. Now, I have a few topics for you to think about as you listen today. Again, check us out on our Facebook page and share your stories. If you're a barefooter or you aspire to live a barefoot lifestyle but you're just not sure where to start, there's a whole community of people out there ready to talk to you that want to hear your stories, a place for you to share your experiences, positive and also negative, because yes, they do happen, even though we don't want to admit it or even though it shouldn't happen. But today on the show, I'm going to share with you why they shouldn't happen, what you can do if they do happen, and how to protect your rights. But do you have a barefoot story to share? I'm going to get back to that. Around the holidays, how does your family react to your barefoot lifestyle? A lot of times we may be visiting family or traveling, and maybe if this is a decision that you made throughout the course of the year, and around this time, around this season, is when we reconvene with our families and we gather, and they may be looking at you like, what are you doing? It's 0 degrees outside. When did you one day just decide that shoes just are not right for you? Also, in parts of the country, speaking of the cold, it is getting cold. How have you been handling that transition if you're new to barefooting? If you're a seasoned barefooter, join us on our Facebook page. Share your stories and methods that you may have to to help others that are making the transition. You know, there are people out there that are new to this. Every day, we have more and more members that are joining. By the end of next year, our founder was saying we're going to get to 25,000. And that was 2 weeks ago on one of our broadcasts. We have more and more members joining. We have more and more people out there that are becoming aware of the fact that, hey, it is legal. There are myths out there, and we are a group here to help dispel those myths and stand up for your rights. Now, when did you make that decision? And talk to those other seasoned barefooters, the vets of barefooting, on the methods and how they made the transition. And I have some great advice for you, too. Personally, the way I look at it, your body will adjust when, if you want it to. The main thing now is it is getting cold in some parts of the country and around the world if you're listening to us overseas. The main thing, though, and I touched on this on a previous episode, is keeping your core body temperature up. I know that if you put a few layers on, that keeps the blood warm. It keeps the warm blood going down to my feet and up to my fingers, or out to my fingers. But if you don't feel comfortable, if you're just starting out, or this may be your first winter, use some caution. And you got to make sure you listen to your body. You know yourself best. And not all of us are the same. Now, over the years that I have been a full-time barefooter, I have gone through extreme cold and heat barefoot, and I don't even have anything to put on my feet if needed. Many of you may want to completely immerse yourself into the barefoot lifestyle for whatever reasons that you have, and I've even had friends over the years of mine say, well, if you can do it, I can. And they find out that they cannot handle it. Now, I'm pretty extreme for as long as I've been doing it. But if you're new to living barefoot, don't be ashamed or don't lose pride if you cannot or you're not able to withstand like a camping trip in the freezing temperatures and snow like I can. So just use some caution, common sense, in transitioning into the colder weather this time of year. If you can do it, great. If not, think of something on your feet as a tool. You may need just like a hammer. Face it, you cannot drive a nail into a 2x4 with your hand. But you sure don't need to carry a hammer with you everywhere you go, do you? So we'll move on. I have a funny story to share with you. On my way into the studio today to record this broadcast, I stopped into a store, and an employee came up to me and just looked at me in the weirdest way, and it was just the way he was saying it. He stood there and was just like, shoes, as if he's trying to pinpoint something. He's saying it, but he's kind of pointing at me in a very puzzled way. So I looked back at him with my own odd look, reciprocating this wonderful exchange of looks. And he looked at me right in the eye and said, "Shoes?" Again, I told him, "You must have me confused with someone else. My name is Nick. Are you okay?" I mean, because I know my mother did not name me Shoes. But it was just the way he's saying it. Today on this program, I am going to discuss confrontations, what the law is. Well, if you get in a confrontation, some of the best ways to kind of handle it. And knowledge is power. I know that's an old cliche. But sometimes not every interaction is what you're doing is against the law, and I have rights, I'm allowed to be barefoot in your store, and you don't know what you're talking about, circumstance. In this case, it was more of just the way the guy approached me and was just looking at me from almost 7 or 8 feet away. When I said, "You must have me confused with someone else. My name is Nick, and I know my mother did not name me Shoes. Are you okay?" He just looked and almost snapped out of it as if he was in a trance and walked away. I don't know. Some people. So today I have a lot of useful content lined up for you to help you educate the ones out there that try to tell you that you do not have a right to be barefoot. Now, we're going to take a quick break. We got to let our sponsors interrupt the program just for a moment. In the meantime, get ready to take notes and gather all the resources that I'm about to give you. So we'll be right back.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Does the media ever deceive the public?
A white plane, a very big jet, was flying an unusual pattern near the White House over Lafayette Park. Very slowly, it made one circle and then...
Are the media and their sources trustworthy?
New York State and New Jersey will get their first doses of the swine flu vaccine.
The H1N1 virus has made thousands of people across the country sick. Many have died. And some worry that it could grow into a full-blown pandemic.
Where does our mainstream media get their news?
All this enjoyment is brought to you by all the things sweetened with NutraSweet.
There's a reason why we want to own these guns.
We're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
That was President Obama Friday suggesting it is now time to reopen the national debate on gun control.
The media tends to march in lockstep with the government.
Who is responsible when the media fabricates the news?
When the public is constantly fed messages that are potentially leading us into a war that may not be necessary, it's not fair to the American people, and it's not fair to journalism, because the truth isn't being told here. We found out that CNN International is actually making money from the Bahrain regime. They are a customer of Bahrain. Bahrain is paying CNN International to create content that shows Bahrain in a favorable light, to then air that content on CNN International.
Join us online at williamlewisfilms.com. That's williamlewisfilms.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Okay, welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, this is a pre-recorded broadcast on this holiday weekend. If you were going to call in, you can still interact with the Barefoot is Legal community on our Facebook page during and after the show. Visit Facebook, Barefoot is Legal, and that's our group. Now, tell us your stories about your Thanksgiving holiday weekend so far. Are you traveling? Shopping? Share your barefoot adventures with us. Now, today, we are going to start with some of the common myths we face in the world living a barefoot lifestyle. As I said before the break, many of us have different reasons for being barefoot. Some religious, some medical, some of us for personal choice. Whatever our reasons, there are always objections from people that do not understand why or what we do. Some of you may not know the laws that protect your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. So I'm going to start with one of the most common ones. One of the most common ones is the health department. That's an old classic that gets thrown at us once in a while. I'm sure you probably heard that one. But did you know that the health department does not have any rules against bare feet? And yes, I do say rules, not laws. See, a lot of times, some of these employees like to come at you and say, whoa, the health department has laws. No, the health department does not pass laws. Now, what's the difference? Well, local agencies, boards, organizations, etc., make rules they want other organizations to follow. See, whereas laws are passed by legislators, not an entity like the health department. So there's one misconception right there when they say, oh, their health department laws in place. Yeah, no, those are not laws. So already we can start debunking that one. One of the major functions of your state's health department is promoting good health, not creating an unhealthy or harmful situation to force on people. So let's just get that in the picture. And I'll repeat that. The major function of a health department in your state is to promote good health and not create an unhealthy or harmful situation and force that on to people, particularly the public. So, as most of us may know, and research has proved, shoes lead to a lot of health issues. So, why would something that leads to health issues and is damaging to our health want to be enforced by a health department that's out to look out for our well-being when it comes to health? Well, of course, they're not. So, since it leads to a lot of health issues and injuries, the health department doesn't have a say in that. Let's think about this. How did this myth start? Well, we go back to the 70s, early 70s. Businesses did not want hippies. And, ready for this? It's not just because of the hippies. If you really dig down and do some research on this, there was a lot of different issues going on. Businesses did not just want hippies in their establishments, but they did not want poor people with black skin in their establishments. Yes, there you have it. So these gutless and hateful business owners hid behind a state agency claiming it was, quote, a health department law. And this ignorant misinformation spread just like any other nasty rumor. Well, Barefoot is Legal and other organizations throughout the past decades have written letters to over to all 50 health departments in the U.S. It's a state thing. It's a state agency. Each state has different guidelines that you need to abide by. that the Health Department, Environmental and Agriculture and all that inspect and businesses answer to. Now, 50 states in the U.S., and every agency in all 50 states, in all 50 U.S. states, wrote back. And that was to verify that it was not true. And guess what? They confirmed there's no regulations in the health codes that require customers to wear shoes. Most health departments even went as far, and ready for this, most health departments even went as far as making businesses that are using signs. Now, and these signs, you've probably seen out there. You have seen these signs, I'm sure. Now, a lot of these signs have been coming down. But most recently, in the past 2 decades, most businesses were under fire from the health departments for this one line. And are you ready? The sign said, and these signs say, no shirt, no shoes, no service, and of course there's no dogs in there as well, by order of the health department. Yes, that was on signs. Some of you may recall that error. Some of them are still out there. And depending on the state that you live in, most health departments came down on businesses for using that terminology on their signs. As far as the health department is concerned, well, that business, we don't care about this issue. But we know it's not our policy. It's not one of their rules. It's not one of their standards. It's not anything that they ever came up with. They never conceptualized anything of that sort. Now, people in the health department are very educated people. They know that this was all a myth that started way back in the early 70s, maybe even late 60s. And I could pull that up to be exact, but hey, we're in the same time frame here. But the no shirt, no shoes, no service by order of the health department, and the reason why the health departments got on businesses about that was because it misrepresented the agency. So, isn't that interesting? The health department made businesses that said no shirt, no shoes, no service by the order of the health department. The very same health departments that these businesses were referring to told those businesses that they cannot use those signs. There you have it, folks. So the next time you hear someone say it's a health department thing, make sure that you let them know they should be ashamed of themselves for perpetuating an old, ignorant, racist myth, and tell them why. See? A few years ago, the last time some employee came up to me and told me I needed shoes because of the health department, you know what I told them? Well, I told them that is a very ignorant and racist thing to say. They stopped dead in their tracks. Now, once they stopped dead in their tracks, it made them listen. It made them curious. And at that point, it took all traction away from them. Because no one likes being called a racist, especially in public, especially if you work for a company. Well, a few years ago it happened. And I stopped them dead in their tracks and I said that that is a very ignorant and racist thing to say. And their ears were on. And at that point I explained why. And I just told you why. So you see, it's important that we educate. We need to let these business owners know that our money is just as green as someone else's. And we're not going to take it. We're not going to stand for it. And they need to understand that their ignorant misconceptions are not going to fly. That's how important that is. So, hey, there's your myth about the health department. So, your thoughts on that? Share it on our Facebook page. I want to hear what you have to say. Share your stories. Even though you cannot call in today, because it is a holiday weekend and this is a pre-recorded broadcast, we still want to hear from you. Not just me, but the rest of the group. And there's a lot of support out there in the Barefoot is Legal page alone that we back you up. We're all in this for the same reason. Because this has to end. I mean, this cannot go on. Why should it go on? You know, we need to take a stand. Civil rights did not progress the way they were, or the way they are now, if everybody moved to the back of the bus. Women would not be able to vote if a woman did not stand up and say, I have a right to vote. That's where we need to come in, people. That is where we need to be. We need to be the ones to say our rights are just as important. And we need to make sure that people that continue to perpetuate myths like this stop. Enough is enough. We cannot continue to let this behavior happen. It is not appropriate. Not in this day and age, anyway. Maybe this would have worked a long time ago in a far forgotten bygone era. But Barefoot is Legal is here to make sure that our rights are protected. And there, we do have rights, and there are laws that protect our rights. Now, that's what this program is all about, particularly this episode. Are you aware of your rights? Are you aware of the laws that protect you as a person, as an individual or family, or a group or a culture, a belief, a practice, or anything like that, that says, I do not wear shoes. I cannot wear shoes. I will not wear shoes. And that's what we're all about. So, we have a lot to cover today. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, have you ever been told that when you're in a private business, they can do whatever they want? Do you know that that's just another load of misinformation? Another load of BS. And we can't keep taking it. When we come back, I'm going to share more about the law and how your rights are protected. Just because they're a private business does not mean that they have a right to do anything they want or treat you any way they want. Your money is just as green. And it's funny because I was in a store once and someone came up to me and said, this is a food store. You cannot be in here barefoot. And when I told them that I was barefoot for 15 years now, they said, I don't know how that's possible. I said, well, wait a minute. Are you confused about the fact that I'm in a food store barefoot? Maybe you're thinking that I have not eaten in 15 years? I showed them a little bit of my belly, and I said, I don't think that's the case, sir. Well, whether you're in a private business or a public business, we're going to discuss the difference next. And what are your rights? Can those employees that are now coming up with other excuses because maybe their ignorant, racist health department excuse does not hold any traction anymore, and they even got in trouble by the health department for using it when they posted it on signs and put it in writing. Are they now trying to come up with a different angle to play? And when they do try a different angle, how do we react? How do I react? How would you react? Well, you'll be amazed at how illegal it is for these businesses to engage in the confrontations against their customers because we choose a barefoot lifestyle. Stay tuned. Throw a couple sponsors in here. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Here is a sponsor that you can help save yourself some money and find new places to check out. Save Around is a very popular coupon book throughout most major U.S. cities. With Save Around, you get buy one, get one free restaurants, discounts on many department stores, car rentals, flowers, etc. With Save Around, you not only fund our network, you help fund your family and save yourself some money while eating out. I have a family of four. A decent meal is upwards of $60 for us, and if I could save $10 to $15 while taking out the family, I am very happy. You can view these books in your area before buying. Please check out FreedomizerRadio.com and our BarefootIsLegal.org website for the link. Check out the new book, click on your city, and in a few days, you will be saving yourself some cash with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Well, okay. Welcome back to the program. If you are just joining us, I've said this before, this is a pre-recorded broadcast. This holiday weekend, if you're going to call in, you can still interact with the Barefoot is Legal community. So don't think that you cannot join us. The community is still there. However, our hosts are on a brief vacation. I'm just filling in. I am just flying solo and hopefully flying, not like a dead turkey sitting in the middle of a table. So join the Barefoot is Legal Facebook group if you're a barefooter. Tell us your stories about your Thanksgiving holiday weekend so far. Are you traveling, shopping? Share your barefoot adventures with us this holiday season. Tell us how your family feels about your barefoot lifestyle. Today, I'm discussing the myths and objections that we as barefooters hear and how to overcome them. Before the break, I was talking about the health department myths, and it's its racist origin. Feel free to replay this broadcast if you missed anything. You can replay, throughout the week and all of our weekly shows. If you just go to barefootislegal.org, you'll be able to listen to us. And also check out Freedomizer Radio. If you want copies of the health department letters, visit barefootislegal.org. You'll also find some on the Facebook page at Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. And, or feel free to write your own letters. Feel free to write your own letters to get your own answers and encourage businesses to do the same. It was funny. I was in a business once. And recently, here locally, where I live, there was a person at a TV station that I've worked with over the past 10 years who just recently transitioned over to the Department of Health in the county. And we were discussing my new programs, some new ventures that I was going on, as well as his new career. And it was funny because we were having this discussion. And he goes, yeah, that's one thing that they explained to me when I first got into this field, and I took, and he took his new position there, and he said, it's kind of odd because that's something that comes up quite often. How even though, and the way he explained it, it was almost as if I'm not the only one, and other people have inquired about this before. So, just because you may feel like you may be the only barefooter in your community, or the only one that wants to go out barefoot. Like I said, some people may not like confrontation, and some people just may not understand what their rights are. And that's the importance of this program, and that's why we're here. And that is why one or all of us, or as many of us, are here every weekend with you. And that is why we're coming to you now, this weekend, over this Thanksgiving holiday, to help empower you to be able to face any obstacles and stand up for your rights. And that's the most important part. So the way this fellow that I worked with, in and out for the past 10 years, explained to me that at first when he just knew me, I was that odd exception. I was the oddball. But then when he got his new position working for the Department of Health, and he realized that this has been something that has been inquired about over the course of years, many, many, many years, and just in the local county level alone, it actually felt pretty good. Now, I believe that we can get 25,000 members by the end of next year, based on what Proof was talking about, one of our fellow leaders over there at the Barefoot is Legal Facebook page and the head of this community. Dave, and I hope you're having a great holiday weekend as well. And, well, we're going to move on. So, in our limited time together this week, I want to ask you, has an employee ever told you that they're a private business and that they can do whatever they want? Has that ever happened to you? Honestly. Think about that. You've walked into a business and they can say, we're a private company. We're privately owned. We're in our own little world. We don't know what's going on in the real world. We're just like here, and we can do whatever we want. Wrong. Not true. How dare they think such a thing? First, let's look at what a private company is. Okay? Now, in the business world, and in reality, the way most of these people may not think they exist, a private held company or a private company is, we'll say, in essence, a closed corporation. If you look at it from the business world, okay, a private company is a business or company owned either by a non-governmental agency or by a relatively small number of maybe the head of the family, one individual, maybe a limited amount of shareholders, or a company member which does not offer a trade of its company stock or shares to the general public. So you can buy shares of a company through the stock market, but a privately held company, the company's stock is not offered, it's not offered to the general public. So it's the head of the household, the founder of the company, the sole proprietor, the mom and pop business. Even if it's a chain that's just privately owned, those do exist out there. It's passed down from generation to generation. There's one person in charge. Maybe they have multiple locations, but that's a private company, as opposed to a public company. And this is what the exciting part is. Because a public company is owned by the public. Yeah. A public-owned company sell stocks or shares to the general public. And that means that you may own part of that company. Now keep in mind, most large chains are public companies. And you, the consumer, you, the barefooter, you may own a part of them. So what does that mean? So really, the one who says they can do whatever they want really is almost like one of your employees. And since they work for you, you should make sure that they are treating the customer right. And you need to protect your bottom line, really. If you look at it from a business model, you need to protect your bottom line. How dare an employee of mine, if I owned part of that company, would dare come up to someone that is spending money to increase the value of my stock? How dare would they come up to someone that walks in the store and says, you can't shop here? How does my stock make money? Market share, profit, value. So if they were to say that, hey, listen, I don't want your money, that's hurting my bottom line. And if they're an employee of mine, being that I own a part of that company, maybe I didn't directly hire them, but I invested in the company, whether I had faith in the company or not, but assuming that, you know, I invested in the company, I own a share of them, and now all of a sudden, there's someone sitting there saying that we don't want money after I gave them money to own a part of them? No, that doesn't fly with me. Not at all. Considering if I own an interest in that company. Now, just because you may not have, you know, because you may not have went to that company, knocked on their door at their corporate headquarters, and purchased a little piece of them, a share in their company, does not mean that you may not own them. So think about it. If you have, it's a stock or a share in the company, you may own part of that public company. And there are a lot of companies out there that are chains that you may own a part of. So, assuming that you have a little investment fund, a 401k, or any type of pension, whether you're a military or a teacher's union, a private employer that you invest, a Roth account, any type of IRA, an investment fund of any kind, or even a regular bank account. Yes, a bank account. If you have a bank account and you put money in a bank makes money not just by loans and collecting interest on them, but also reinvesting your money. If 1 million people put $1 in their bank account, there's not $1 million sitting in that bank where 1 million people opened up their bank account. That money's invested into different shares. The bank makes money off your money. So you own a share of any publicly traded company, almost any publicly traded company out there. So just because you may not have walked up to the door and knocked and said, hey, I want to give you, you open up the Wall Street Journal, you go to the internet, and you look up what a particular share of a company is trading for, Home Depot, Walmart, Dollar General, you name it, okay, you may own a percentage of that. How do you know? Open up your portfolio. Ask your, ask your personal team, or contact the administrator of your pension plan, a 401k, or your teacher's union pension fund, any account. That information is available to you. If you go down the list of where your money that you put into any organization or any fund is being invested into, it'll tell you exactly how many shares you own in a business. So when you walk into business and a company says, well, we can do whatever we want. No. I own a part of you, and you're not going to treat my customers that way. Never mind, treat me that way. How dare you? Shame on them. Well, now that we got that concept down, let's think about this. You got a money market account, investment account, whatever it is. Now you're walking into a business as a partial owner of them if they trade publicly. But even if they're a private business, how does that play out? Well, here's the question. Can a business have a policy that does not let you be barefoot in their establishment? The answer, quite frankly, no. 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 Not at all. Shame on them. Let's look at why. Well, simply, the answer is, it's against the law. Yes, you heard that right. It is against the law. See, the whole time, you may have been told that being barefoot was against the law. Nope. Them telling you that you cannot be barefoot is against the law. Let me repeat that real quick. The whole time, you may have been told that being barefoot was against the law. However, them telling you that you cannot be barefoot is against the law. And we're going to get into that here in a little bit. But we got to put a couple ads out there. And when I come back, we're going to have some fun with this one. So, stay tuned to find out why a business telling you that you cannot be barefoot is against the law. And that's what Barefoot is Legal is all about. So stay tuned, sell a couple ads, come right back, get a fresh sheet of paper out, and make sure that pencil tip is sharp and you have some backup pen standing by. Because I'm going to tell you exactly what the law says and what your rights are and where to find this information. Here in the good old U.S. of A. and here on Barefoot is Legal. And again, if you want to rewind anything, wait till the end of the broadcast, pay attention to what I have to say. That music means we're going to break. And you can always replay these episodes on our website. More information to come. Be right back. Stay tuned.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Does the media ever deceive the public?
A white plane, a very big jet, was flying an unusual pattern near the White House over Lafayette Park. Very slowly, it made one circle and then...
Are the media and their sources trustworthy?
New York State and New Jersey will get their first doses of the swine flu vaccine.
The H1N1 virus has made thousands of people across the country sick. Many have died. And some worry that it could grow into a full-blown pandemic.
Where does our mainstream media get their news? All this enjoyment is brought to you by all the things sweetened with NutraSweet.
There's a reason why we want to own these guns.
We're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
That was President Obama Friday suggesting it is now time to reopen the national debate on gun control.
The media tends to march in lockstep with the government.
Who is responsible when the media fabricates the news?
When the public is constantly fed messages that are potentially leading us into a war that may not be necessary, it's not fair to the American people, and it's not fair to journalism, because the truth isn't being told here. We found out that CNN International is actually making money from the Bahrain regime. They are a customer of Bahrain. Bahrain is paying CNN International to create content that shows Bahrain in a favorable light, to then air that content on CNN International.
Join us online at williamlewisfilms.com. That's williamlewisfilms.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi everyone, here is a sponsor that you can help save yourself some money and find new places to check out. Save Around is a very popular coupon book throughout most major U.S. cities. With Save Around, you get buy one, get one free restaurants, discounts on many department stores, car rentals, flowers, etc. With Save Around, you not only fund our network, you help fund your family and save yourself some money while eating out. I have a family of four. A decent meal is upwards of $60 for us, and if I could save $10 to $15 while taking out the family, I am very happy. You can view these books in your area before buying. Please check out freedomizerradio.com and our barefootislegal.org website for the link. Check out the new book, click on your city, and in a few days, you will be saving yourself some cash with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly unwanted pounds. FEMA or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Okay, welcome back to the program, and if you are just joining us again, this is a pre-recorded broadcast this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. If you're going to call in, you can still interact with the Barefoot is Legal community on our Facebook page. during and after the show. It's an ongoing party, so you're invited to join. Visit our Barefoot is Legal page on Facebook. It's our group. Go ahead and join us now if you're a barefooter. And, of course, tell us your stories about your Thanksgiving holiday weekend so far. Are you traveling? Shopping? Share your barefoot adventures with us this holiday season. Tell us how your family feels about your barefoot lifestyle. Of course, keep in mind, it's not a fetish group, so you're not going to get your rocks off there, folks, if those are your intentions. So, again, I'm your host, Nick Pierce, and flying solo today, and hopefully I'm not just laying there like a dead turkey on your Thanksgiving table. I am, I've been a 15-year full-time barefooter, over 15 years now, and actually the last pair of anything I had that could even cover, go on my feet, I probably got rid of about 12 years ago. It was probably a pair of flip-flops that I probably carried around in my trunk just in case of whatever. But, folks, I gotta let you know, we have a great show going. If you have not heard the whole thing, or you're just joining us, or you're on the go and you want to do a little recap of what we've been talking about today, or what I've been talking about today, feel free to go to barefootislegal.org and pull up our archive, listen to some of our past shows. You can also find us on freedomizerradio.com. And real quick, before I jump back into our main topic at hand here, who's wearing shoes right now? Come on, it's not a hard question. Just look down if you can't feel them. Take them off real quick. Stop whatever you're doing right now. Untie them, slip them off, whatever it is, just take them off. Start there. Have you ever tried it? No matter where you are right now, whether you're out and about in the middle of a mall, shopping, at a dinner table, whatever you're doing right now, listening to this program, even if you're listening to a replay of it, whatever you're doing right now, stop what you're doing. Unless you're driving, then you find a safe place to pull over. Or operating a roller coaster. We don't want a bunch of people to plummet to their death. Let's be reasonable here, folks. But if you're able to, stop what you're doing. Look down, reach down. Take whatever it is off your feet right now and see how it feels. Bear with me here. Can you do that? Are you doing it right now? Are you able to do it now? If you are, how do you feel now? Some of you that may never have done that unless you're going to bed may feel a little exposed. Don't feel vulnerable. That's not the point of this broadcast. The point of this show is to empower you to know your rights, to be able to be comfortable, and to live this lifestyle. So, we'll move on here. So before the break, I asked the question. The question is, can a business have a policy that does not let you be barefoot in their establishment? The answer is no, not at all. They cannot have such a thing. Now let's look at why. As I said before we went to break, that it simply is against the law. And yes. See, the whole time you may have been told that being barefoot was against the law. But them telling you that you cannot be barefoot is against the law. And here's why. There are a few laws that work in your favor as someone that adopted or has to live a barefoot lifestyle. First of which is the ADA. And these are laws. These are actual laws. Not made up fictitious guidelines from a little agency somewhere or from a board somewhere or a company policy maker. These are actual laws. And this is from the ADA, the Department of Justice, that states that no individual shall be discriminated against on the basis of disability in the full or equal enjoyment of goods, services, facilities, privileges, advantages, or accommodations of any public place of accommodation, but any private entity or whom's lessees or leases to or operates a place of public accommodation. That includes public accommodation, public businesses, and private businesses. Now, the other thing, now that one strictly relates to someone with a disability, a medical reason, a physical condition why they cannot wear shoes. The other sectional laws have to deal with someone's civil rights. Yes, it's civil right law. And that outlawed discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, national origin, and in most states, if not all by now, sexual orientation. So, let's look at that. What is a place of public accommodation? Well, let's look at the law. The law has 12 categories. And it says that we as barefooters can enjoy the services of all of them. We can enjoy the services of all of them barefoot. Now, what are these businesses? How does the law break those down? Well, first category of businesses is anything that provides guest rooms for sleeping or temporary housing, such as hotels, motels, inns, and all that. Another category, a restaurant, a bar, or an establishment serving food or drink. Yes, you're protected in there too. Well, we know that. We've already debunked the health department myth earlier in this program, but we're bringing it back. But in addition to that, there's also motion picture houses, theaters, concert halls, stadiums, and other places of entertainment. An auditorium, also, like a convention center or a hall for lectures. Or like any place of public gathering, really, the way the law is written. And there's also a bakery, a grocery store, clothing stores, hardware stores, shopping centers, and other retail sales establishments. Pretty much every place that we as barefooters go. I mean, we're not running around buying wholesale. Almost everything we buy is retail. Oh, well, that fifth category right there pretty much covers everything. But yet there's other places of service, such as the sixth category, that covers laundromats, dry cleaner, banks, barbershops, beauty shops, travel services. Oh, this is actually in the law. Shoe repair service. Yes, we as barefooters are protected from walking into an establishment that offers a shoe repair service. Me personally, if I walked into a shoe repair service, I would need to walk into a psychiatrist's office. I don't know. Oh, followed by funeral parlors. See, I wouldn't be caught dead in a shoe repair service. But also in that category of laundromats and funeral parlors and beauty shops and all that is also gas stations, an office of an accountant or lawyer, a pharmacy, insurance office, professional office of a healthcare provider, hospitals, or other service establishments, as it's outlined in the sixth category there, according to the law. Now, seventh category is a terminal, depot, or other station used for specific public transportation, such as buses. A museum is the eighth category, followed by libraries, a gallery, or other place of public display or collection. And I noticed lately in the ninth category, there have been people posting about, hey, a zoo, an amusement park. Yes, you're protected there too. That's the ninth category on the ADA's list. According to the Department of Justice, you are protected. Yes, you have rights. No, they cannot tell you that you cannot be barefoot in those establishments, in the park, a zoo, an amusement park. So we can take this law and stick it right between Mickey Mouse's ears. Hey, that also applies to any other place of recreation. We can move on to Category 10. A nursery, an elementary, secondary, undergraduate, postgraduate, private, or other place of education. Followed by the 11th category, a daycare center, senior citizen center, a homeless shelter, a food bank. Oh, food is mentioned again. What happened to the health department? Didn't they want to chime in on that? Oh, no, wait a minute. That's only for overzealous, misinformed, ignorant employees that think that that's the case. You can also walk into an adoption agency or other social service center establishment. And the final category, a gymnasium, health spa, a bowling alley, a golf course, or other place of exercise or recreation. Recreation? Did I say recreation? No, recreation. I hope that's what I said. And in those places, the law states that they cannot impose or apply ineligible or like any ineligibility criteria that screens out or tends to screen out an individual. So, you think those signs on the door that try to screen you out as a barefooter are illegal? According to the law, it looks like they are. This is the law. That's what it states. Those are the businesses. Now, in the last half hour that I'm going to be with you today, I'm going to go through how to use this law to your advantage. And what happens if a business decides to act like an idiot, to say they don't want your money, to refuse you service, to say that a business, think otherwise? What do you think is going to happen then? Coming up to another hour mark of our radio show, and when I come back this final half hour, I'm going to show you exactly how the law protects you, the barefooter, the one that lives a barefoot lifestyle, whether you chose to live it or you have to, and how you're protected. Stay tuned. More to come. I'll be right back.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
Does the media ever deceive the public?
A white plane, a very big jet, was flying in an unusual pattern near the White House over Lafayette Park. Very slowly, it made one circle and then...
Are the media and their sources trustworthy?
New York State and New Jersey will get their first doses of the swine flu vaccine.
The H1N1 virus has made thousands of people across the country sick. Many have died. And some worry that it could grow into a full-blown pandemic.
Where does our mainstream media get their news? All this enjoyment is brought to you by All the Things Sweetened with NutraSweet.
There's a reason why we want to own these guns.
We're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
That was President Obama Friday suggesting it is now time to reopen the national debate on gun control.
The media tends to march in lockstep with the government.
Who is responsible when the media fabricates the news?
When the public is constantly fed messages that are potentially leading us into a war that may not be necessary, it's not fair to the American people, and it's not fair to journalism, because the truth isn't being told here. We found out that CNN International is actually making money from the Bahrain regime. They are a customer of Bahrain. Bahrain is paying CNN International to create content that shows Bahrain in a favorable light, to then air that content on CNN International.
Join us online at williamlewisfilms.com. That's williamlewisfilms.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi everyone, here's a sponsor that you can help save yourself some money and find new places to check out. Save Around is a very popular coupon book throughout most major U.S. cities. With Save Around, you get buy one, get one free restaurants, discounts on many department stores, car rentals, flowers, etc. With Save Around, you not only fund our network, you help fund your family and save yourself some money while eating out. I have a family of four. A decent meal is upwards of $60 for us, and if I could save $10 to $15 while taking out the family, I am very happy. You can view these books in your area before buying. Please check out FreedomizerRadio.com and our BarefootIsLegal.org website for the link. Check out the new book, click on your city, and in a few days, you will be saving yourself some cash with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly unwanted pounds. FEMA or Fatties, eating mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Okay, welcome back to the program, and if you're just tuning in to join us, this is a pre-recorded broadcast, so our phone lines are closed today, this holiday weekend. If you were going to call in, you can still interact with the Barefoot is Legal community on our Facebook page during and after for as long as you want to be involved on our Facebook page. Visit Barefoot is Legal on Facebook, that's our group. You can do that right now. Feel free to share your stories about your Thanksgiving holiday weekend so far. Are you traveling, shopping? Share your barefoot adventures with us. Now keep in mind, though, that this is not a place for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers. I think this is a foot fetish club. So if you are joining for that intention, you will be booted off. But this holiday season, tell us how your family feels about your barefoot lifestyle. Before the break, we were talking about the law, what your rights are as a barefooter. And if you're just joining and you may not be familiar with my voice at this point, my name is Nick Pierce. I've been a barefooter for over 15 plus years, and the last pair of anything I ever had to put on my feet was well over 12 years ago from what I remember. So we were talking before the break about the law, places of public accommodation. We've also defined the difference between a private and a public entity. Now, no private or public entity shall discriminate, intimidate, threaten, or interfere with any individual in the exercise of or on account of his or her having exercised or enjoyed on any other premises a discriminatory act against them, such as, in our case, being barefoot. We have rights. The law also stipulates that the business shall make reasonable modifications in policies, practices, and procedures to allow you, the barefooter, to shop, to enjoy, to do whatever it is you're doing within that operation. So what happens if a company violates the law and tells you that you have to wear shoes or leave? Well, as of 2014, as of April 29th, it's $75,000. Yes. $75,000. If an employee decides that they want to discriminate against you, that's probably just as much to pay the store manager a whole year's salary. Depending on the market. Yep, you heard that right, folks. So how does that happen? Well, who takes action against the businesses? What do you do? $75,000 fine for discrimination because they violated your rights as a barefooter. $75,000 is a big hit to a business if they decide to discriminate against you. But what happens? Who takes action against the business when you're discriminated against? Well, you. You do. You're the one that was discriminated against. Stand up for your rights. Stand up and let the law protect you and work for you. These laws are in place. So what do you do? Well, you should first report it to the U.S. Attorney General. Yeah, believe it or not. Because they may commence a civil action in many cases. They'll take it up with the appropriate U.S. District Court. And you can also take civil action on your own behalf. Now, keep in mind, as I said in the beginning of this program, and I probably said it throughout, although I am a victim's legal advocate, I am not an attorney. So please do not take this as your only source of legal advice. I just want to tell you that. I feel obligated to tell you that. I feel like I should tell you that. Because, hey, I know the law. Now you know the law if you've been listening to me. But yet I'm not barred to practice in any particular state. I am a victim's legal advocate. My purpose is to empower you. But you have agencies. You have the U.S. Attorney General that has your back on this. Take advantage of it. File your complaints. Let them know that this is going on. Because unless they know what's going on, they can't take action against them. So, if you've been out barefoot, you know it's not dangerous. Has anyone ever told you it is? Well, whatever. Barefoot is legal. But that is an objection that you may run into, an encounter, a confrontation that you do not want to have to face. But all of a sudden they're telling you, when you go into a business, that, oh, it's too dangerous, something may happen to you because you're barefoot. Well, let me tell you, for any of you that ever listened to a broadcast before, this is not like the scene in Ghostbusters where books come flying off the shelves and a little, and there's slime all over the place. I mean, think about it. Okay, that is the most ridiculous thing, because there's so much to touch on here, and we're almost out of time. But don't believe for a second that someone is going to tell you that you're going to sue them because you're barefoot. First of all, these misinformed, dimwit mystics that have a clouded crystal ball for a brain, okay, can never tell you what you're going to do. So right there, don't believe them. But anyway, you cannot sue a business because you chose to go in there barefoot. Don't believe it. Remember your rights and stand up for what you believe in. Liability laws, much different category, and it is near impossible to sue a business because you got hurt in their establishment because you were barefoot. Because think about it. Would you sue a business because you were barefoot and you got hurt? No, most likely you would not. Because you enjoy the freedom to go out there barefoot and not wear shoes. So like I said, don't let these, how do I say it? These business owners and employees that think they're psychics, that you know you so well, don't let their minimum wage mystics with cloudy crystal ball brains tell you what you would do. You know yourself best. Well, anyway, we are out of time today. Again, I'm Nick Pierce. Glad I was able to sit in with you this holiday weekend. And if you want copies of any of this paperwork, maybe you want to carry on paperwork, there's letters from the health department. You can find them on the barefootislegal.org website, also on the Facebook page. I also sent a copy of Places of Public Accommodation Law, and there's also civil rights cards that are out there. Take advantage of them. Carry them with you. And next time, there's so much more information to send your way. but I'm glad you were able to join me today. We are out of time, and I hope that I was able to empower you to live a barefoot lifestyle. Remember your rights, know what the law is, stand up for yourself, and enjoy a happy, healthy, peaceful, and rewarding barefoot lifestyle. My name is Nick Pierce. I'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in.